3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And Ben Wolfgang joins me now, Washington Times reporter covering the story of the GOP hitting the administration over the Chevy Volt. There's a concerted effort by the Republicans to kind of dig into the Obama administration and their connection to GM and to right. the National Highway Safety, with Traffic Safety Administration, all of that kind of stuff. Give me the short as to what happened today.
Well, they were on fire today. Representative Representative Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania just lit into the NHTSA today up there on Capitol Hill, basically saying that the Volt has become, I believe Mike Kelly called it, the halo car of the administration, to the point where it's not even so much it's GM's pet project anymore as it is the Obama administration's pet project. And certainly from their point of view, that has clouded the judgment of the NHTSA and basically has led to the administration and federal authorities treating this car and this company differently than it would any other company.
Yeah. Now, I understand the CEO of GM was there as well.
As a matter of fact, he said that he drove a Chevrolet Volt from Detroit down to Washington, D.C. over the past couple of days.
How do you do that? Because doesn't it have to charge like every 35 miles, or it has its own charging system? Is that how that thing works?
I think what it has is a backup gas system that will power the battery after a certain number of miles. So I guess theoretically he could have made it all the way down there.
All right, now this has to present a degree of awkwardness in that Congressman Mike Kelly, who was on this show just a couple of days ago,
right.
Represents the area around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Right.
His family has been in the car business for 56 years and has had a Chevrolet dealership all those years.
Right.
Loves Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Hates the Volt. He came on this show. He absolutely just panned this vehicle.
Yeah.
Said it was ridiculous. Said it cost too much. American taxpayers are subsidizing it way too much. Mm-hmm. It catches fire. No one wants it.
Right.
You know, in California, he said they sold a few of them right off the bat because, you know, the environmentalist type really wanted them, and they had tons of money, and they didn't mind dropping $40,000 on this car.
Yeah.
He said, but he's never sold one.
Yeah.
He had one on his lot, and it was full of dust.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, the CEO of GM said that the Volt that he drove down here to D.C. from Detroit is one that his company bought back from a buyer who wanted to get rid of it after the story of the battery fire started to leak out.
Oh, no kidding.
So the company's actually buying some of them back from disgruntled customers who don't want them anymore. Now, whether it's the battery fire or whether it's, you know, a variety of other issues that people say, hey, this just isn't, I can't drive more than 25, 30 miles. This isn't what I need for my commute to and from work every day.
All right, so I'm thinking that Mike Kelly, the congressman I just spoke of, somewhere down the line, we're going to hear about the relationship between him and General Motors. I just got the funny feeling.
He'll be operating a Ford dealership in a couple of years.
Actually, you know what he told me? He has a, I think he told me he had a Kia and he had a Hyundai dealer. And he said that both are doing very well. And, you know, he indicated to me that, you know, I'm not overly concerned about the whole Chevy thing. All right. Now, the government does still own a large portion of General Motors.
About a quarter of their stock right now, that's right.
Okay. Has General Motors been buying it back? Is
gradually, and they've also been gradually replacing some of the board members that the Obama administration appointed some years back during the auto bailout. But there are still quite a few people sitting on the GM board who were appointed by President Obama. So you can see how there might be a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Certainly Mike Kelly and other Republicans think there's a clear conflict of interest there.
Yeah. All right. The response from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration evidently got a little heated, a little terse.
The response has been a little bit bizarre ever since the story broke back in November, and today it was even more bizarre, I would say. Basically, the administrator of NHTSA said that they didn't want to unduly alarm the public by putting this out there. So they sat on this story for about 5 months, from June until November, when Bloomberg News eventually broke the story that these lithium-ion batteries were catching fire.
Right.
They sat on this for months, saying that they didn't want to panic anybody, and, you know, they wanted to have all the facts before they came out. Now, that stands in stark contrast. I'm sure you remember not too long ago what happened to Toyota with their acceleration problem. A few members of Congress, federal government, brought them in and basically humiliated them at hearings publicly.
Yeah.
And they took a very different tack with the Chevy Volt problems.
Yeah. So, of course, that's what set
off. You read between the lines right there.
That's what set off all the alarms for the Republicans.
That's right.
The Darrell Issa's type.
That's right.
Yeah, I bet he wasn't happy today. He's had a couple issues that he's been dealing with over the past couple of days regarding the Obama administration.
Well, he was fired up today, too. And Mike Kelly and Darrell Issa both pointed out what you just mentioned. That is the huge taxpayer subsidy that goes into this Chevy Volt. The federal government's offering right now up to $7,500 in tax credits to buy this car. And then on top of that, states like Pennsylvania and Maryland and a handful of others offer additional tax credits on top of that. So you're talking about upwards of $10,000 in tax credits to buy a Chevy Volt.
Well, listen to this. It even gets worse. You may recall about a month ago, I received a report on the Chevy Volt and the tax subsidies, and how have you added everything together?
Right.
All of the credits for it. Like one company received $1 million grant to develop something for the battery system. Another company received $100,000. Another one received $200,000.
Right.
All kinds of Solyndra-type deals going on in the background. And depending on how you did the math, the average cost for a Volt went anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot of money tied up behind the scenes, not to mention something that Mike Kelly said the other day. He goes, you know, there's another thing, Andy, in closing, I'll just tell you, we don't know how to get rid of those batteries.
Yeah, that's true. That's another problem. You know, that's certainly a problem.
We don't know how to dispose of them.
Right.
So they develop these things. They're obviously dangerous to some degree. They've had some, you know, malfunctions.
Right.
And now we don't know how to get rid of them?
Well, something Mike, and on a related note, something Mike Kelly pointed out today is apparently the NHTSA is now recommending that if there was any type of crash, any type of accident, malfunction, what you have to do is basically drain this battery to prevent the risk of fire. So that may sound easy enough, but now you're talking about garages, junkyards, tow truck drivers, all your emergency service people that are going to have to be basically trained on how to deal with these lithium ion batteries so they don't literally blow up in their face.
You got to have a hazmat crew come to your house.
Literally.
All right, so what happens next? Is this over, or is this, you know?
Essentially, it seems over for right now. I mean, the NHTSA came out with the report last week saying, hey, this car is no more dangerous than your average gasoline-powered vehicle out there in the road. Now, obviously, Republicans like Mike Kelly are going to keep beating the drum. But but for right now, it seems like the federal government's closed its investigation. The taxpayer subsidies are going to continue, and we'll just have to wait and see what comes next.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I hear right today the guy, though, from NHTSA said that he would put his family in the car?
He said he would put his wife, his baby sister, and his mother in the car with him. So
okay,
it's a vote of confidence for you.
Right. Might not have a battery system in it when he gets in it.
Hope he's not driving too far.
Yeah, really. No kidding. All right, Ben, thanks for the update on the story. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Ben Wolfgang of the Washington Times.